USA Radio News.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
They've had several or more persons of interest. One that they've looked at specifically is a hog farmer. They brought him in, from what we understand, for questioning. They also asked him to take a polygraph. Yesterday, I went out to that farm, spoke with that person, that hog farmer, and asked him would he take the polygraph, and he emphatically said no.
Crews battling the Northern California wildfires this weekend brace for a weekend of windy and hot weather that could drive flames into new areas and threaten more homes. Red flag warnings are in effect today for parts of California, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
West Coast firefighters are getting help from down under. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Firefighting teams from Australia and New Zealand are coming to battle wildfires in California, Oregon, and Washington. 188 firefighters will assist Western fire crews for up to 6 weeks. New South Wales State Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons was at Sydney Airport to send off his firefighters. He says they're aware of this year's intense fire season in the U.S.
Our firefighters are pretty aware of the fact that they're going into some hostile environments, but that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're experienced in doing. And our focus is all about safety and making a positive difference to helping their United States colleagues and the United States communities.
Australia is experiencing winter right now, but drought conditions have brought an early start to wildfire dangers there in some areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Tonight, just after 6 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will host another one of his Make America Great rallies in Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Shortly after the shooting at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd and one of the victim's fathers urged lawmakers in Florida to pass the Coach Aaron Feist Guardian Program. What the program does is train retired law enforcement, people home from the military, veterans, or anyone who's interested in protecting students. Some of the first members of the Guardian Program are trained, and Judd joined Fox News to talk about the program and just exactly what everyone went through.
144 hours of training. Do you know only 13% of the people that applied made it through the program? That's how tough it really is. And we're going to make these schools even safer. And this is only the last best chance to protect our children in the event the active shooter makes it through all our other layers of security.
Judd then explains what the armed citizens will be doing.
What they will be doing is wearing a uniform. They'll be armed with a firearm, and their job is to interact with the children during school. If they see something, hear something, they say something. Their job is to make sure that the school is secure and to be there. If the horrible, evil event occurs where an active shooter shows up on the campus with a firearm to hurt our children, they are to run to them and shoot them graveyard dead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.